Here's a dance you should know. When the lights are down low, grab your baby then go. I do the huckabuck, I do the huckabuck. If you don't know how to do it, boy, you're out of luck. Push your baby out, then you hunch your back. Start a little movement in your sacroiliac. Wiggle like a snake, waddle like a duck. That's the way you do it when you do the hucklebuck.
Hey, not now. Bet and Steny will tell you when. Hey, girls, start talking.
Hello.
Hello, people of Earth.
People of Earth. Welcome to Hucklebuck
Nation.
I am Steny.
And I'm Bet.
We are Bet and Steny. This is episode 679 of the Hucklebuck. Ooh, next week it ends in zero.
679.
Next week ends in zero, so it's special. This week ends in nine. Not so special. Sorry.
Not so special.
Tune in next week for the specialness, will you?
Oh, it's going to be so special. We have no idea, but it will be special.
Today ain't nothing. Sorry, guys. But, you know, next week you got something to look forward to, so that's cool.
That's right.
Let's start with rips. Bet's got a rip this week.
Well, if you all will be so kind, I have a personal rip.
This Please indulge Bet rip. In her personal rip.
All of you all know that I'm a clarinet player.
Oh, yeah.
And I played for years in the sauerkraut band. That gang of miscreants that love playing German music.
Yeah.
Reprobates, exactly. Mm-hmm. And I found out on my birthday, of all things, that earlier in the week, we lost one of our fold, Ed Turner. His name was Ed Turner, but, you know, our fearless leader, Ed. So he became Eddie.
Ah.
Eddie was a trumpet player and for a fare thee well. You know, brash, thought he had the best chops ever. So, just, you know, he came up on the mountain, danced around, and, you know, he taught me, when I came into the sauerkraut band, he taught me the sauerkraut band's gangbang song. I don't know if you We'll have a gangbang, or yes, we will, because a gangbang gives me such a thrill. He was one of those kind of guys.
Oh, Eddie.
But he was, you know, on the surface, he was one of those kind of guys. But underneath, he was the sweetest guy.
Aww.
And I have to tell you, the last time that I saw him was about 3 years ago. I mean, I know we've talked on Messenger since, but seeing him in person was the last time that I played with the sauerkraut band when they played in B-Field.
Right.
And I went up, and it was a horrible experience because it wasn't the same sauerkraut band that I knew. But something happened that was so horrible that he gave me the kindness of a person that I cannot expect, because I was kind of immobile at that point. Mm-hmm. And he helped me kind of get down off the stage when I didn't think I could.
Yeah.
And I'm so happy that I took him aside and said, Eddie, I know that you will always have my back.
Aww.
And I just hope that somehow I had his back too.
I know
he was only 2 years older than I am.
What was the... What did he pass?
We don't
from?
Know.
Oh, we don't
we
know.
We don't know.
My goodness.
He passed, according to Russell, the other trumpeter, he passed peacefully in his sleep.
Well, I guess that's all we can hope for, right?
That's all we can hope
for. That's
what
the gambler said.
But Eddie, you were a legend to me, and I will never forget you.
Rest in peace, Eddie.
Rest in peace.
Very sad. Very sad. I'm very sorry for your loss, Niblet. That's rough. I'm sorry to hear about it. It's awkward to transition away from, but let's move on to your shout-outs, I guess.
Yes.
Shout-out, Roar!
Roar!
We are going to start over here on Facebook.
Yes.
On the missive, where we have a shout-out for Kelly with an I-E.
Kelly with an I-E, who also knew Eddie. Oh, man, she knew
Eddie.
She
played with Eddie, too.
She was also in community band.
Oh, so. I didn't know that. Okay, well, that's cool.
And she went up the mountain with us.
Yeah, that much I thought I knew. Kelly says, hello from NYC.
Woohoo!
I recovered in time. So that's good to hear. Those of you who maybe missed last week's episode, last week, Kelly with an IE was laid up with the COVID, but sounds like she got better in time to accompany Urban to New York for his, I think he's got an audition, right? So good luck to Urban.
Oh,
or break a leg, I guess. Maybe we say break a leg to him also.
Break a leg and a lip. No, don't break a lip.
Don't break a lip.
You play French horn. Don't break a lip.
You break a leg all you want. You don't really need that. But don't break a lip. That's a bad idea. Kelly also says, love the Deep Space Nine documentary. Well, I'm glad I was able to pass it on to you. That's great. So great. And my basement is actually okay. She says, extra bedroom, bathroom, couch, and TV. So that's good because she was quarantined down there. And, you know, our basement for a long time in my childhood was, you know, unfinished, and it was just a scary place where we stored things. So I'm glad to hear that yours is nicely apportioned. She says, have a great show. Thank you, Kelly with an IE.
We'll try.
And over on HulkaBug.com, we have a shout out for Tina.
Stand
in the place where you live.
Thank you, Tina, for doing that.
I love it. Tina put her name, Tina Stand Kelly, she wrote, so that we will never again forget what her song is. Appreciate
that's
that.
That's right. And I'll start, you'll finish.
Yes.
But she says, hi, ladies. Once again, enjoyed your show. Oh, thank you, Tina.
Thank you.
We'll check out Minions, as loved the Despicable Me films, but like you did, Bet, did not like Pinocchio. Oh. I wanted to throw him on my fire halfway through the film. I totally understand that. I could have burned that little boy. Then you take it.
Yeah, she says, I love Diane Morgan in Afterlife. I'd forgotten she was in Afterlife. She said, I'll look for Kunk on Netflix. You know, I think you'll find Kunk on Britain on, like, BBC iPlayer or something like that as well.
I see it on Netflix.
Yeah, I just don't, you know, I don't know if Netflix in the US is the same as Netflix in the UK.
So I wonder about that.
I'm certain you can at least find Kunk on Britain and the Moments of Wonder. I think you can find those on BBC iPlayer, Tina. Hopefully you can find Kunk on Earth as well. We do have a barker.
You hear?
I hear it. We've got a barker.
We have a barker. We have a barker tonight.
I knew it. Yeah, well, it's apparently nice weather where Bette is, and people have the audacity to walk up and down in front of her house.
Damn them for walking on the streets.
Milo is saying hi and proudly guarding
his homestead. Get off my yard.
Get out of, but that's where I pee. Go away. Get out of my bathroom. Tina also says, Steny, after working for the dementia team for NHS for over 4 years, I totally feel your pain. I was dealing with families all day and every day and know how hard it was for them. Just a horrible, cruel disease. Sending virtual hugs. Thank you very much for that. Yeah, I genuinely don't wish it on my worst enemy.
Exactly.
It's a horrible, awful, 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 awful thing. And I hope that they, as boomers get older, I hope that they start looking a little harder for some sort of cure or treatment.
Cure, or at least, you know, to get to a place. A
preventive or something.
Right, like diabetes. You get to a place.
Yes, to at least make it treatable. So she says, have a wonderful week and look forward to next week. I can't believe I missed your podcast for so long. Very entertaining. Well, the good news is there's lots of old ones, although I don't know how many of them are still available on the internet. So if you have a few that, you know, if you feel like going back through the archives, I guess hit me up and I'll see if I can make them available.
If you ever get stuck in a basement and you have nothing to do and you have your phone,
we're
right here for
you. We're here for you. There should be at least 2 years worth still in the archives if you go through HulkaBug.com. And then if you reach a point where there's no episodes available anymore and you really want more, let me know, because I do have all of them in my personal
archive. She has them all, people.
I can make them available, perhaps. So let me know. Thank you, though, so much for your shout-out.
Yay!
And Kelly with an IE. Lovely to hear from you guys. Let's jump into our show. Bette, what do you got?
Yes. I have a movie.
A movie! Bette's got a movie.
And I watched it at the end of last weekend.
Okay.
The price came down on Amazon Prime. You don't have Amazon Prime anymore.
No.
But I was so excited that the price came down and I watched it. I watched The Fablemans.
Oh, The Fablemans. Okay.
Steven Spielberg's movie about his life.
Yes.
And folks, I don't know if you're supposed to not be cool if you like it. I don't know, like, what Spielberg. The critics think of it.
Yeah.
I loved this movie.
That's the important thing. The important thing is that you love
really loved this movie. Just a little, I mean, it starts when he's just a little kid and he sees well, we know Stan's The Greatest Show on Earth.
Ah.
But it has that train wreck.
Mm-hmm.
And he tries, he gets a camera and tries to recreate the train wreck. And then he knows he wants to make movies.
Oh.
And then it goes through his whole life and his parents, Steven Spielberg's parents. It was such a great ride. It was so enjoyable. And I just really, really loved it. The Fablemans. Total thumbs up.
All right. Total thumbs up. Sounds like Milo likes it also. I heard him back there shouting his own opinion. Well, this is a nice segue, actually, because my movie would be a great companion piece, I think, to The Fablemans. Just calm down, Milo. I am getting to it. My movie I watched last night.
His blood pressure is blowing out the wall.
It's all right, Milo. You'll get to watch it also. My movie I watched very late last night on Hulu, and it's called Raiders, The Story of the Greatest Fan Film Ever Made. And it is a documentary about some boys. Back in 1982, these boys were about 11 years old. And they saw Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Oh, yeah.
And they decided they were going to remake it shot for shot at the age of 11. And they taught themselves how to use cameras. They hooked up with a guy who knows special effects. He's a bit of an odd one, that guy. This is a wonderful, wonderful movie. And I encourage everybody to see it. And I wish I could see the finished product. I'm gonna do some searching and see if I can find the finished product, because these boys worked on it every summer and every spring break and every time they had some time for like 7 years. And you see them age in their film, you know, going from 11 to what, 17, 18? They worked on it forever, and it's everything shot out of order as well. So, you know, the kid might be 11 in one scene, and then in the next scene he's 14, and then in the next scene he's 12. They did it, you know, they did it all themselves. The stunts that they did, it's amazing that they didn't burn their house down or kill themselves. They did the car chase scene, you know, where Indy goes under the truck, and then he's
under the truck.
And then he climbs in the truck and punches a guy and throws him out. I mean, they did all of it. It's outstanding. It really is.
Oh my God.
And then of course the story of the making of it and the story of the filmmakers themselves is a whole other story. And I think it actually would go very nicely with The Fablemans. So maybe next week we'll swap and I'll watch The Fablemans and you can watch Raiders. And
I would love to.
It's just a lovely, delightful film. And I'm so glad that I watched it. I had started watching something else that I thought was going to be my movie this week. And about 10 minutes in, something happened that I was like, I cannot spend my night watching this. No spoilers, but it was like a nature documentary type thing. And sometimes I can't watch nature documentaries when animals die in horrible, cruel ways. So, and it was one of those. And I was like, all right, well, nope, not watching that. And I was like, well, I need something though for Hucklebug. What will I watch? And I went back to my queue and I'm like, I guess I'll watch this Raiders thing. And I was it's called Raiders, The Story of the Greatest Fan Film Ever Made. But I'm sure if you look up Raiders, it will come up. It's on Hulu.
We'll watch that.
Please check it out. Bet you are going to love it so much. Met multiple times while I was watching it, I was like, oh, Bet's going to love this. She's going to love it.
Oh.
So we'll talk about it again next week after you've seen it. But it is a delight. If you're a fan of Raiders of the Lost Ark, and how can you not be, watch this movie. If you're not a fan of Raiders of the Lost Ark, I'm not sure I even want you listening to our podcast.
You have no soul.
That's all. I hope we haven't offended. I'm sure we've just offended someone. There's someone out there listening going, well, I don't like Raiders of the Lost Ark, and I don't care for your tone. But anyway, see it anyway. It's so good. Do check it out.
Yes.
Let's keep rolling here. What do you got next?
Well, I have a new favorite. I think we have matching.
Yes, we do. Yeah.
And now it's time for
New favorite.
I like it.
But I have a new favorite repurposed. If Captain Asshole is listening tonight, repurposed, he'll just go wild. I hate that word. But I do have a new favorite from an old favorite.
An old favorite that has been turned into a new favorite.
Yes. Okay. Because, you know, I'll try to keep this short.
Oh, no, take your time. Just take your time.
But, you know, I'm one of those people, I walk with a stick, not a cane.
Not a cane, it's a stick. It's a stick.
You know, my knees hurt. I have so much trouble getting things out in the world.
Yeah.
And when I get my groceries, it's just horrible for
me. I bet.
You know, I prop open the screen door, and then I take it like a fireman's line and take all of my little bags of grocery and put them up on the steps.
Yep, one at a time. Yeah, a little one-person assembly line.
It's horrible. And I've taken to a couple of things. One of them is to take the perishables, all the refrigerator.
Sure,
items,
yeah, and the frozen
stuff.
Put them
in first, and then I leave the rest ever and take them out the next night.
Yeah.
But, you know, one night I was in my back bedroom where I am every day because that's where my makeup table is where I get ready for work. And I was just looking at something that was right beside of me, has been forever. And it's that cart that when I was, I love the sauerkraut band. When I was in the sauerkraut band, I had this little cart that's like a plastic milk cart, but on wheels.
Okay, sure.
With a collapsible. Handle,
yeah, and for transporting all your booze up the mountain.
It still held my clarinet, my Stein, my you know, all the things,
all your booze.
And I said, "Man, that is my Goldschlager." and I said, "This has got to be the way to go." So I took all the stuff out of it one night this week.
Yeah,
went to the grocery store twice this week.
Yeah.
And so when it was empty, I rolled it out, took it in the back of the car.
Yeah.
Folks.
Yeah.
I can put all of my bags of groceries into this rolling cart.
It's magic.
Crate, and all I have to do, I mean, they're all there. I mean, I put like 7 bags of groceries
in.
Oh,
that's fantastic.
And then it was still big enough. I could take the 8-pound bag of dog food, put it into it.
Oh, my goodness.
And all I have to do is climb up a step. Whoop.
Yep.
Oh, it's on the step.
Yeah.
Climb up another step. Whoop. Then take it to this. Folks, this has changed my life.
It's life-changing. It is life-changing.
I know it's so stupid,
but it has
changed my life.
These are important things as we age, right?
Yes. I love my plastic rolling cart.
Fantastic. Oh, that's great. That's great to have. Yeah, you know, a lot of people around the apartment complex have kind of similar devices because a lot of people live on, you know, the third floor. A few of the buildings have elevators, but most of them don't. And, you know, you have to park. Sometimes you have to park, you know, several buildings away. And then you got to get all your groceries over to your apartment and then up the stairs and into the house. So a lot of people here have little wagons and little carts that they take their trash out in them too. A lot of people. So it's a very useful thing. And I'm super happy for you that you've found it and repurposed it. That's super.
Hooray. I think of Monty Python, adopt, adapt, and improve.
That's 100% correct. I didn't know Monty Python coined that, but that's great.
Well, when John Cleese robs the panty store.
Right. Of course.
The round table, adopt, adapt, and improve.
Exactly. All right. Well, I also have a new favorite.
Yes.
Yes. And Bet, you're going to be very happy to hear about this because my new favorite is actually the Christmas present you gave me this year, the fan. Oh. Now, I've been using it, but I have rigged up a little solution in my bedroom that has made this the perfect thing. Ladies, if you're my age and you're going through that time of life...
As
it was called on All in the Family, The Change.
The Change.
Although they didn't really talk, poor Edith didn't really talk about her hot flashes. She had, she just had mood swings, but it's the hot flashes. The hot flashes can kill you. They really can just
and
take
they
you down. They can take you down. And at night is the worst time because, you know, you're all snuggled up in bed and it's chilly. You know, it's winter time here. And I get into bed and my toes are like frozen solid, you know, sometimes. But then a hot flash comes and I can't tell you the number of times that I've been like, all right, I'm hot flashing. My toes are still frozen. I'm just going to concentrate on my feet and see if I can spread that cold feeling throughout the rest of me. But anyway, so the fan that you gave me, Ben, I've got it kind of jerry-rigged. It's sitting on top of the cat tree, which is maybe not the safest place for it. But so far they haven't knocked it over. But what I really wanted, because I didn't want to have to, you know, if one hits me in the night, I don't want to have to get out of bed and open a window and then later get out of bed and close the window. And I don't want to, similarly, I don't want to have to get out of bed, go turn the fan on, and then get back into bed. And then later when it passes, get out of bed again and turn it off. But here's what I figured out. So I ordered this outlet. A special outlet that plugs into, it's an outlet adapter that plugs into any outlet in your house, and it comes with a remote control. And so I plug the fan into that outlet, and now I have a remote control that's right at my bedside. So a hot flash hits at night, boom, click, I click the button, the fan turns on, it's pointed right at me.
Yeah, when the hot flash is here.
Yeah, and then I just, you know... And then I can roll over and go back to sleep. And then if I wake up later and now I'm chilly because the fan's been on for a half hour or whatever, click, I turned it off again. I don't have to get out of bed. I barely have to wake up. It is wonderful. I strongly recommend it. I mean, maybe other people have a situation in their bedroom where their window is right nearby and they can just reach over, open it, and then close it again at their leisure. But mine is across the room. And this is a lovely solution. So I want to thank you again, Bet, for the Christmas present.
Oh, thank you. I'm so happy you like it.
Oh, it's doing some real positive good for me for sure. And the cats do seem to enjoy it as well. They're like, last night Scout was like, I'm having a little hot flash too, Mom. And she was sitting on the cat tree on the shelf below the fan while it was on. She's just like, I'm just going to get myself a little breeze here.
I like the wind blowing through my fur.
Exactly. All right, let's move on to U rules. We're going to have to do pod decks later as well.
Yes.
But first, I think
I have a U rule, and this was going to be a story, but I turned it into a U rule.
Okay.
My U rule is for now non-smoking Dr. Javier.
Dr. Javier.
You know, I saw him Monday of this week, and... He was nice, but he wasn't the kind of nice and funny that he normally is.
Uh-huh.
You know, he was wanting me to go get a colonoscopy, go to get a mammogram, go to do this, go
yeah,
to do
lots
that.
To do.
But he sent me out for some tests, and he said, you know, we got to get your blood test. And so I went out there, got him. Mm-hmm. I didn't know for a fare thee well that he also... ordered a urine test.
Ugh.
People, I can't pee on demand.
No, I can't either.
When I learned that there was a urine test, I went, but I did it. I got enough. And so, you know, the next day you call and you get your
results.
You get your results.
Yeah.
And so I called Dr. Javier thinking, oh, this is going to be horrible because I've not been good.
Yeah.
And he said, first of all, I was on hold for like 20 minutes. I was just sitting there. And then the clip came. And then there was the very Dr. Javier saying, Betsy. Yes, Dr. Javier. He says, "You're pregnant." And I said, "Well, doctor, kill me now."
Oh, that's great.
And then we both laughed. And he said, "My cholesterol was good. My B12 was good. Remember
excellent.
When I was
lifeless?"
Oh, I lifeless?
Do. I do. When you were, yes, when you were practically dead.
Well, that's what having a pill box will do for you. Oh, I've been taking right. my B12s. And he said, "Just keep doing what you're going to do. It's okay right now."
Yeah.
But when he said that, I just...
Oh, it's hilarious. Yeah.
So you rule, Dr. Javier. I love you. You're going to retire at some point, and I'm just going to die.
Oh, my goodness. What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
I will die.
Oh, no. Let's not talk about it. I have a you rule this week also. I'd like to give a you rule to listener, friend of the show, my good friend and yours, Marla Bronstein. Marla was named the best nonprofit volunteer by Cascade Weekly magazine. Well deserved as well. There's never a time that she's not doing something. You are fantastic, Marla. We all know you rule, but now all of Whatcom County knows it as well.
Yes.
If they didn't already, which they probably did. But congratulations. It's well-deserved. We love you very much. And then we have a joint you rule this week as well.
We do.
And it's for Doug Starcher. You know him.
Yes,
you love him.
You are the Doug.
Give him some love. You are the Doug. You are the Starcher. Well, we all are, aren't we? Doug, we love you. You are loved. We just want you to know that. Let's do some pod decks, shall we?
Let's do some pod decks. Let me get my phone.
Yeah. They really should just be...
And
they should have a random.
Of the one
okay.
that I would start with.
Okay.
Let me see.
Grab one. Do it.
Philosophy. How about
okay.
philosophy?
Let's do philosophy.
Oh, God. Okay. Would you break the law to save a loved one? Well,
yeah.
You bet your ass
yeah.
I would.
I mean, yeah. Like, that's a weird question. Of course I would.
Right. Of course I would.
Yeah. Of course. Of course. Are we just going to trade back and forth? Let me pull something out here, too. Here. Great inventions. I don't even know what it is. Do you think humans will ever invent anything that makes time travel possible?
No.
No. No. As much as I would love it,
as I would love it,
I would
never,
love it.
Never gonna.
No,
happen.
I don't think so. I don't. Not in this universe. There, you know, somewhere in the multiverse, maybe there is a place where you can, bend the rules of time and space. But I don't think we're there in this universe. But you know, who knows? There could be all kinds of shit out there that we don't know about. What do you got next for us?
Well, I got one called WTF.
Okay.
Question mark. Of which the picture is someone wearing a horse head.
Yes, so I've seen
this
that.
This has to be good.
It's a unicorn, actually. He's got a little unicorn.
Oh,
he's got
it a
little
is
horn
a
there
unicorn.
On his head. Yeah, it's lovely.
It might not be one I have... It might not be one I have access to.
Yeah.
So let's go to movie night.
All right, go to movie night.
Which three movies have the... Oh, my God. Which three movies have the most awesome movie soundtracks?
Ooh, all right. Off the top of my head. Off the top of my head. The Big Chill.
Yes.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yes.
And... I think American Graffiti.
American Graffiti was my first, yes.
Those are my three, but that's off the top of my head. If I spend a little more time thinking about it. Now, we're talking soundtracks here, so I'm thinking songs, not scores. Scores, a whole different answer. But soundtracks, those are the three that I'm going to go with.
Definitely, I agree with you.
All right.
American Graffiti.
Hey, we snap. That's lovely.
Yeah.
I don't
Your
remember...
Turn.
Yes, I don't remember. I think this deck is called Hypothetical Questions. I opened it, and I'm afraid if I go back, I won't get the same question. Hypothetical question. If you could put wings on any species of animal, what animal would you choose?
I want to say a pig. So
I love that.
Could fly.
So pigs could fly. And then,
but
well,
I'd love
think
to
of
see
all the
dog, but I'd love to see Milo fly right
Oh,
out.
Yeah. That would be great for Milo. My first thought was a horse, so that we could have a Pegasus. Plus, if you could get a horse that could fly, then maybe we could figure out how to treat their legs without killing them. Why can't we? What have we talked about this? Why has veterinary medicine not yet progressed to the stage where we can fix? Oh, we're out of time. Where we can fix a horse's leg instead of having to just kill them. I feel like there's a lot of space there. But anyway,
right?
That's how I feel. But maybe if they flew, we could just have them hover for a while and keep the weight off of it. Somebody's car alarm is going off here. Sorry, everybody. Do another one, Bet.
Let's see. Great inventions.
Sure, grab it. Why not? Let's just take anything.
Is there anything you wish was never invented?
I mean, it does feel like
the atomic bomb.
Yeah, the atomic bomb seems like the one, right? We should say there, right? That seems like it should be the answer.
Donald Trump.
Yeah, you can't invent him. But
you can't invent him, right?
Yeah, I think
I'll go with the atomic bomb.
Yeah, the atomic bomb, I think, is a good answer. That's a good answer. I'm going to go to the hustle. Huh. All right, hang on. Oh, you know what? I don't think this one is, this one's not applicable to the Hucklebug podcast. So I'm going to do How Dare You instead, which is like,
yo, how dare you?
Tell us about something really crazy that you were able to get away with.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know. I'm already struggling to think
of
all
I can think of was, but no, I didn't get away with that.
There were lots of little lies I told when I was a kid that I got away with. But I can't
because
think of
when I got away with skipping school, I wrecked my car. That I didn't get away with that.
That's karma.
I get away with? Oh, man.
I can't think of anything really crazy that I was able to get away with. Oh, you know what? Yes, I can. The really crazy thing that I was...
driving drunk, maybe.
Ooh.
When I was a kid, going to a club and driving home drunk. And I got home. So maybe that was it.
Yeah, that's true. That is a really
crazy
thing.
I'm not proud of it, but it happened.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I will admit to occasionally... What has happened with me is I'll be about halfway home and go, I probably shouldn't be driving. But that, you know, when I leave, I'm like, no, and my friends are like, are you okay to drive? I'm like, yeah, of course I'm okay to drive. You know, and then you get about halfway home and you're like, shit, I should have gotten a ride. I'm going to make it though. I'm going to make it. And I have gotten away with it also, but yes, it's frightening and embarrassing thing to admit. The really crazy thing that I was able to get away with was pitching to my bosses that they should let me move back to Bellingham and work remotely forever. And it was a really crazy idea, and they went for it.
Oh, good.
Yeah, thank goodness.
And thank God for that.
I agree. What do you got next there? Let's
talk
a couple
more. I think this is going to be fun.
Okay.
Wait a minute. It's called That's My Dad.
That's My Dad. All right, let's do it.
Your dad, my dad, we know. We love our dads.
All the dads. Tell me.
Okay. Did your dad ever embarrass you when you were a teenager? Well, for God's sake, yes.
Honestly, I don't think my dad did.
Oh, man.
But, you know, part of that is, you know, that I didn't grow up with my dad. You know, my dad wasn't.
Oh, that's true.
My stepdad never embarrassed me. Bless his heart. Never. Mom, all the time. And I think maybe dad has embarrassed me some since I've been a grown up, but not when I was a teenager. We didn't see each other that much. And when we did, God, I enjoyed our visits. When I was a kid, I idolized my dad when I was young. Probably lucky. Well, it's probably because I didn't spend that much time with him. Do you know what I mean? It was like he was
lucky too.
You know, it was the but he made me laugh so much and so hard every time we were together. I don't recall him embarrassing me. Not in, you know, maybe little things, but never like in a big way.
Well, I have to tell a story.
Yes,
about my sister, my older sister. Mm-hmm. My dad and my mom embarrassed the shit out of them because they went underage to a club to, you know,
yeah,
go out.
Yeah.
Mom and dad and a couple of other people.
Oh, I've heard this story. A
couple of other people, parents, went out to the club, and they were going, whoa, we're going to... And my sister thought she would just die. And that makes me laugh.
Yeah.
But yes, my dad has embarrassed me before. Because we used to go out to restaurants where we loved to eat. But instead of going to the restaurant to get a drink, my dad would drink before we went. And so he was kind of a little inebriated before we went before. You know, it happened. But, you know, my dad taught me to drink. My dad was a great guy.
Of course.
You know, I've been embarrassed before. Never think of it now.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, you know, you grow out of those things, don't you?
Yeah, you grow out of that. Yeah.
All right. I am going to go with the What's Out There deck, which is a spacey one.
Ooh.
All right. As we explore space, do we have a duty to protect the environments of other planets and keep them intact? Well, yeah. Well, I mean, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, why not?
I suppose...
What, we don't care? What?
Well, I suppose, let's face it, when we go out to space, when our space travel reaches the point that we can do this, we will for sure be landing on planets and moons nearby and stripping them of every resource we can possibly get. That's the whole reason we're going to go, probably. So, yeah, that's going to happen. But I do think that we have a duty to protect the environments of other planets and keep them intact. But we can't even do that to our own planet. So it seems unlikely that it's going to happen. I have to say that. Let's start just by cleaning up our own space junk, shall we? There's all these old satellites and, like, ejected things up there in our own orbit that, remember the scene in WALL-E where they're blasting off from Earth and they have to get through all of the space junk because...
Exactly.
So I think we could start there. Let's start there. I'm like, we can't clean up the great plastic floating garbage patch, but maybe we could at least start cleaning up some of our own space junk. I think that's a good idea. Let's do two more. One for you, one for me.
Okay.
And then we'll be out of here.
What's the spiciest food you've ever eaten?
I don't do a lot of spicy food. There is a Peruvian restaurant here in town, though, called Cafe Rumba, which I've never been to. I've only ordered their food online and had it delivered. That's pretty spicy, and it is fucking great. Bellinghamsters, if you've not tried Cafe Rumba, do it. It's so good. What about you? Spiciest
ever?
Well,
for me, it was in my teens. No, not my teens, my 20s.
Uh-huh.
When we went to Florida, and there was a place in Daytona called Booth's Bowery, which had the best wings ever.
Mm.
And spicy I love wings, spicy. I love spicy as a flavor. I don't like spicy as just making your
That's
mouth
right.
Hurt.
We talked about that last week with hot ones.
Right, but Brian loves spicy to make your mouth hurt. And so we went to a tailgate. And we got a lot of Booth's wings, and we were eating them. And I thought, oh, God, I can't do this anymore. I love chicken wings, but I don't want hot like
no,
this.
No, no, you can't. You need your tongue to work. Mm.
I think of hot ones, of course.
Yes. Well, wouldn't you love to go on that show? I mean, he'd have no questions to ask me whatsoever. But I just would love to just sit and talk with him and see what he could dig out of my past. I'm going to go with deal breakers.
Mm.
This will be our last question this week. All right. So I guess this is, I assume this is like a trait in a potential mate, whether this would be a deal breaker for us or not. Okay.
Well, they all are for me. Okay.
I know everything is. Constantly cancels plans. I think that is a deal breaker for me. I hate that shit.
Constantly cancels.
It doesn't necessarily
plans.
Have to be a potential
well,
mate.
Cancel
to be
planned,
a...
but
yeah. Do you constantly do it though?
I don't constantly do it. if I wanted to do something and they constantly canceled it, I'm thinking maybe not a deal breaker.
Okay, that's fine.
If they were good in another way.
Right. But you would not know that because you'd never spend time with them because they're constantly canceled. No, I'm teasing. I think that's actually why I stopped hanging out with Flipsy Cat, because she constantly canceled plans. And it was always only me calling and saying, should we do something? Let's do something. Let's get together.
Yeah.
And
then we would with me?
And then we'd finally make plans. And at the last minute, she'd be like, hey, I can't. So I finally just went, oh, you know what? Then why don't you call me when you want to hang out?
And but I'm thinking no. I'm just thinking
okay. No, that's fine. These are stupid anyway. I want another one. I want a do-over. I want a do-over for my last question.
Okay, do a do-over.
Do-over. Let's just do something weird. Ghost hunters.
Ooh.
I know, weird, right? When you have paranormal encounters, or let's say if, because I assume neither of us have had paranormal encounters. If you had a paranormal encounter, are you typically scared or thrilled? I think I would be scared.
I would be scared.
I would not assume. I would assume hostile intentions. But you know, if there was, I don't believe in ghosts. But if there was a ghost, you know, they can't all be evil, right?
Right.
That doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
But I also don't believe they exist. So much for that. Okay. Yeah. Well. Again, kind of a dud to end it on, but what are you going to do?
Want me to do one more?
Hang on, let me pick something else. Let me pick something else here. Would you rather?
I've got movie night.
We'll just do would you rather. Would you rather?
Okay, would you rather? That's a good one.
Would you rather suffer from hallucinations or paranoia?
Hallucinations forever.
Really?
Paranoia sucks. I live it, people.
Paranoia may destroy you, as the Kinks said. I am going to go with paranoia, though, because hallucinations are not pretty either. I don't think there's really a right answer.
Oh, but they could be good.
It could be. Maybe you're going to have a fun hallucination, but I do feel like hallucinations tend to be. But then I would reach a point where I'm not trusting my own mind, where I don't know, is this happening or is this not happening? Am I having another hallucination? Although paranoia is also no fun, but... Yeah, that's where I'm going to go with. All right, let's call it. Let's call it a day. Let's call it a day. Those are our pod decks. Listeners, what do you think? Hallucinations or paranoia? Which is your preferred mental disability? I don't know. Is disability the right word to use? Am I going to get canceled for saying that? I apologize. I can't think off the top of my head of a kinder way to say it. So I apologize. My intentions are not bad. We're going to end the show. Thank you for listening to episode 679 of our Hucklebug podcast, y'all.
Yes.
And we'll be back next week with episode 680, which will end in zero. So it's
guaranteed. So it's going to be special.
Guaranteed to be special.
Woohoo.
Whereas this one, just kind of okay. We love you. We thank you for listening. And we will talk to you again next week. Till that time, I am Stenny.
And I'm Bet.
We are Bet and Stenny, and we thank you for listening. Bye, everybody. Goodbye.
Bye. We love you so much. Mwah.
Mwah. That's the way you do it when you do the Hucklebug. Let's
do a fucking show.
Yes.
All right.